Part 3. Directions.
You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to this conversation.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic on 35E was impossible.
Really? But it's not even rush hour.
I know, but it's summertime and there's a lot of construction.
Well, anyway, I suppose we shouldn't waste any more time. We've got a lot of work today before the big presentation tomorrow.
Oh, I cannot wait until it's all over and done with. I have such a fear of public speaking.
What's there to be afraid of? You know the material better than anyone in the class.
It's all mental. It has nothing to do with the material. But whenever I stand up in front of other people, I start trembling. My mouth goes dry, I start stuttering, and I also fidget with my hands.
Now you're making me nervous. We better practice a lot. Certainly the content is more important than delivery, but people need to understand what you are saying.
Okay, let's finish putting together the last of the pages for the PowerPoint presentation, and then we'll rehearse until it's perfect. If I say the presentation enough times, I think the words will flow easier tomorrow.
Okay, let's get cracking.
32. What is the reason for the traffic on 35E? What is at fault for the woman's nervousness? 34. What, according to the man, is the most important part of the presentation? 35 through 37 refer to this conversation.
Have either of you seen the night file? It was on my desk this morning, and now it is nowhere to be found.
I think Meredith said she wanted to look it over before the meeting with the administrators tonight.
Well, where is Meredith? I haven't seen her for a while now.
I think she's out for a few hours. She said something about meetings at the other office. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
I'll have to call her on her cell then. I really need that file. I need to have it memorized by the meeting tonight, and I haven't even glanced at it yet.
Okay, call her, but be warned, she always turns her phone off when she is in meetings.
Oh no. Well, I suppose it's my own fault for saving it until the very last moment. She probably assumed that I had already looked at it, considering it's been in my possession for the last 3 days.
So, what are you going to do if you don't get a chance to read it?
Wing it, I guess. And let Meredith do most of the talking.
35.
Why does the man want to find Meredith?
36.
What is the man upset about?
37.
What does the man imply he will do at the meeting tonight?
38 through 40 refer to this conversation.
How did the interview go? Do you feel confident?
I honestly have no idea what to think about the interview.
What do you mean?
I was extremely nervous. My palms were sweaty and I stuttered on almost every question.
You don't strike me as the type of person who gets flustered.
I usually don't, but this man was so intimidating. He had such an arrogant presence to him. After the question, he leaned back in his chair and crossed his arms as if he had just dared me to answer a question and expected me to fail.
I'm sure that was just his strategy. He probably wanted to observe how you handled pressure.
It really threw me off guard. I really wish I could have come off as more confident.
Well, don't forget that the decision is not entirely dependent on the interview. You have an outstanding academic record. You did an impeccable job on your application, and I have no doubt that your references will sing your praises to them as well.
38. What effect did the interviewer have on the man? 39. What, besides the interview, could help the man get the job? 40. What is the woman's opinion? 41-43 refer to this conversation.
Here it is. Carousel A. And it says right here on the monitor that this has the luggage for flight 532 arriving from New York.
It sure is crowded here. We're going to have to really push and shove to get to our luggage.
Well, we don't have to be at the convention center for another 3 hours, and both the hotel and the center are only minutes away from the airport. What do you say we go and get some coffee over at that coffee stand in the corner?
That's a good idea. We can let the crowd die out a little bit and then come claim our luggage. Plus, I'm falling asleep. I could really use a caffeine kick.
Let's go then. My treat.
You don't have to do that. Let us get it.
No, I insist. Consider it a small thank you for letting me ride with you to the airport this morning.
Okay, but we'll get the coffee on the way back.
Deal.
41.
Where are the three individuals?
42.
Why does the woman say, "Plus, I'm falling asleep"?
43. Why does he want to pay for the coffee? Questions 44-46 refer to this conversation.
Excuse me, is this Dr. John Evans' office?
It sure is. Do you have an appointment?
No, actually. His name was given to me by a colleague. I've been suffering from insomnia for the last few months. I've gone to MDs and taken herbs, and nothing seems to work. I thought a psychologist might help me work through the stress that is causing the insomnia.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me. Now, Dr. Evans is booked every day, so I'm afraid you can't see him without an appointment.
I figured that much. I just came to the actual office instead of calling because I was in the area. Can I make an appointment with you then?
Definitely. We'll schedule you first for a half-hour consultation. After that consultation, Dr. Evans will suggest how often you should come and we'll schedule accordingly.
That sounds good. When can I get an appointment?
Usually he's booked for weeks straight, but fortunately for you, he just had a cancellation for this Friday at 2. Can you make it?
I'll be there.
44. Who referred the woman to Dr. Evans? 45. Why does the woman want to be Dr. Evans' patient? 46.
Look at the graphic. What is the woman's name?
47-49 refer to this conversation.
Are you just getting back from work now? It's late.
I know. I had the greatest day, though.
You are the only person I know who comes back from 14 hours of work and calls it a great day.
Well, this new job is very exciting for me. It's the first time I'm doing something I actually love, and I am talented at.
So, why was it such a great day?
My boss let me sit in on a meeting with the Calvin Klein designer, which I take as a sign that she is preparing me to have more responsibilities in the future.
I think that is a safe assumption.
Also, I told her I liked a certain design and she ordered a ton of it.
It sounds like you are really earning the respect of your boss, and quickly, too. You have accomplished a lot in just 2 months on the job.
47. According to the man, what is unique about the woman? 48. What does going to the Calvin Klein meeting probably mean for the woman? 49. Why did the boss order a lot of a particular design? 50-52. Refer to this conversation.
Are you leaving for home already, Ed? It's only 3:30.
I know, but I've been here since 7.
Why the sudden change of schedule? I've never known you to be an early bird.
I'm definitely not, and I'm somewhat sleep-deprived. But my son is in the state soccer tournament, and I can't miss any of his games.
You are such a dedicated father, and an employee at that. I'm not nearly as efficient as you are in the office, but the first thing I do when I come home is take a nap. I don't know how you have the energy to work full-time and have a family.
Well, I wasn't up to it at your age, that's for sure. This is only your first year on the job. It takes a while to get a rhythm. Once you're settled here, you'll find you'll have more energy for other aspects of your life. I promise. Okay, I better go. I can't miss kickoff.
Have fun and good luck to your son.
50. Why is it acceptable for Ed to leave at 3:30? What does the woman admire about the man? 52. How does the man reassure the woman? 53-55. Refer to this conversation.
Adam, hi. What are you doing here?
Since you weren't answering any of your calls, I thought I'd make a home visit.
I know, I'm sorry. I know you are looking for this week's column, and I know I'm past deadline. It's just that I had some family things come up this week, and I'm a little behind schedule.
Jenny, you are always past deadline. And although, as your editor, that used to stress me out a lot, I've grown accustomed to it the last few years.
Well, then what is this about? Is something wrong?
Well, a publishing company contacted me a week ago with an interest in turning your columns into a book. I promised to set up a meeting between you and them by the end of the week, but then again, I didn't expect you to be avoiding my calls for 7 days straight.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. But they are starting to think that you are not serious. I've set up a meeting for today at 4. Can you make it?
Of course.
53. What has a man gotten used to? 54. What does the publishing company want to meet with a woman about? 55.
Why does the woman say, "Are you serious?"
56-58. Refer to this conversation.
As I said over the phone, I've been an accountant for the last 10 years and have recently quit my job. I want to find a career that I'm passionate about.
And what provoked your interest in advertising?
Well, there's still a lot for me to learn about the field, but it seems to grant me the opportunity to exercise both my creativity and my intelligence.
That is certainly true. And there is actually an opening at the agency.
Honestly? What position is it?
It's an unpaid internship. It will allow you to dabble in the various aspects of the advertising world, so you can find a specific area that suits you best. Also, it will allow you to develop a strong portfolio.
But did you say unpaid?
Well, yes. Remember, you are starting a new career, so you're going to have to start at the bottom and work your way up. It will be years until you make what you were making at your old job.
56. Why does the man want to be in advertising? 57. According to the woman, why should he get the job at the agency? 58.
Look at the graphic. Which job would the man be most interested in and suitable for?
59-61. Refer to this conversation.
Do you think James will get the promotion?
He definitely has a good chance and certainly deserves it. But remember, Paul is the boss's nephew, and he is also up for the job.
But Cindy is a fair boss. She would never promote someone who was less qualified just because they were family.
I don't think she would do it consciously, but it may play some role in her decision-making. I mean, it's not like Paul is completely unqualified for the position. If Paul and James are neck and neck for the position, Paul certainly has the edge.
Well, James will just be wrecked if he doesn't get it. He's been working so hard.
Let's just hope for the best.
59. What might hinder James's chance at the job? 60. What does the woman think about Paul? 61. What does the man know about Paul? 62-64 refer to the following conversation.
Why is John in such a bad mood? Didn't he get his promotion?
No, it's not that. The printer is broken on his computer and he needs a report for this morning's meeting with the accountant.
Why didn't he use mine? I can't believe how silly you two are at times.
There's no point me saying anything. He's still in a mood about the contract that I beat him to.
Well, you know that I think you are both being very immature about that. If you two don't pull your socks up, you'll annoy our boss and neither of you will get a promotion.
62. What is wrong with John? 63. What does the woman think about the men's behavior? 64. What is the relationship between the man and the woman? 65-67 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, good news. We got the contract.
That's fantastic. I think most of the credit goes to you, though, as you really made it look good with your computer images.
Absolutely. I agree with Sally.
Yes, but you two did the designs, so you are truly the creative ones. Let's hope that we can really stick to the budget now because I was stretching the truth a bit on costs. I'm not very good with finances at the best of times.
Am I supposed to be impressed by that? You may have put the whole project at risk. How could you do such a thing?
I can't believe you did that.
65. What is the man's job? 66. How can the man be described? 67.
How did the women feel about the man's behavior?
68-70 refer to the following conversation.
Do you think we ought to ask your boss to the dinner party? It might make up for all the time you had to have off sick last month.
I guess we could, but he can't be angry about the accident. There was nothing I could do about it, and it was their fault for having dangerous equipment in the factory.
Yes, but suing them didn't make you employee of the month, did it?
I doubt if you were going to complain when the money comes through, though. That will pay for us to buy a nice new car. You've wanted one for months.
You have a point, but I just think you need to make an effort to get on well with everyone at work for a while, until the whole thing is forgotten.
68. What happened to the man? 69. What did the man do? 70. What does the woman think the man should do?